As Kentucky's two U.S. Senate candidates joust to prove their loyalty to coal, one gubernatorial candidate has found himself in political trouble over the same issue. WFPL's Erica Peterson took a look at the oversized role the fossil fuel continues to play in the Commonwealth's elections.
Here's an essential Kentucky political truth. Politics and the state's coal industry are intertwined. That's one of the reasons both of Kentucky's Senate candidates, Republican Mitch McConnell and Democrat Allison Lundergan Grimes, have been nearly indistinguishable on the subject as they express their loyalty to the fossil fuel. Here's Grimes at a campaign event in Lexington earlier this month.
Well, let me set it straight for you, Mitch McConnell. I am the pro-coal candidate in this race.
But coal's fortunes in Kentucky have been declining for decades. There's a laundry list of factors working against the industry. Competition from natural gas, declining coal reserves, rising costs of production, and, yes, environmental regulations. And experts agree, the Appalachian coal fields will produce coal for the foreseeable future, but won't return to their previous prominence. So, why is it a big deal when a politician says this?
I'm a friend of coal. Coal's been very important to the economy in eastern Kentucky. I'm going to do everything I can to support coal in the future, but the future of coal does not look good in eastern Kentucky, and we have to embrace that. And
that's Agriculture Commissioner James Comer speaking to CN2 last November. He made similar comments to WFPL. And now that he's announced his candidacy for governor, his honesty is coming back to bite him.
That's a dangerous road to trek for a politician.
Roger Noe should know. He represented part of southeastern Kentucky in the state house for 15 years in the 1980s and early 1990s. But then he was defeated, and Noe says it's because his district's powerful coal interests felt he was spending too much time focusing on education initiatives and not enough time on coal.
You can't do anything because coal is king, and that's been a problem with politicians taking any kind of a moderate or progressive stand with respect to coal.
Noe says that was true back in the 1990s, and it's only gotten worse. As coal's fortunes have declined, the pro-coal rhetoric has gotten stronger and louder. And McConnell and Grimes's race has thrust the subject back to the forefront. Stephen Voss is a professor of political science at the University of Kentucky.
Coal is sitting like the 800-pound gorilla on the U.S. Senate race right now.
And he says it's partly because of this.
Obama, Ben Chandler, and the EPA are destroying us. They're putting the coal industry out of business, and it's just devastating.
That's an ad put out by now Congressman Andy Barr. 2 years ago, he defeated incumbent Ben Chandler, somewhat by calling Chandler's support of coal into question. And this was in a district without any coal mines.
And so it showed that the coal issue has a resonance. It has a potential with a lot of voters who are not themselves coal miners. And this isn't just about the coal miner vote.
It's also about the effects of cheap coal-fired electricity, like manufacturing jobs. And in a state with less than 12,000 actual coal miners left, it's cultural. Dee Davis is the president of the Center for Rural Strategies in Whitesburg.
There are a lot more former miners than miners. There are a lot more coal miners' daughters than people who get up and go to work every morning mining coal.
But even as Kentuckians come to terms with the fall of King Coal, it's still risky for a politician to express any lukewarm feelings about the industry's future. Or, as Davis puts it,
no politician wants to be the first to say that the emperor has no clothes. Nor does he want to be the last to say it.
For former legislator Roger Noe, the irony is that eastern Kentuckians need to hear people like Comer speaking honestly about the future of the coal industry and begin talking about economic diversification. But he still doesn't think telling that truth will translate into Election Day victory, at least not for now.
I don't think eastern Kentucky is ready to hear those kinds of comments, and it will take some time for the people to realize that and accept the fact that the jobs are gone and we need to look in a different direction, in another direction, to diversify and improve the economy.
Since being attacked by his opponent for calling for economic diversification, James Comer has already begun to back away from his previous statements, calling on supporters in the coal industry to publicly endorse him. Erica Peterson, WFPL News.